Baba Basra, Daf Tzadik, Amud Aleph, page 90, side A. The Ukhla and the Ukhla. That's the. These are the all the different kinds of measurements that the Braisa brought down that a person can and make as his measurements. So the Gemara asks, V'chamahi, what is the, how much is she, this measure which is called Ukhla? And the Gemara explains that the size of it, the measure of it, is like Echad Mechamisha Birviya. It's like one portion of five portions that there is in a quarter of a kav, which turns out to be the size of a beya and a fifth beya, an egg and a fifth of an egg. The measures that we were talking till now in the Braisa, those are measures of dry stuff, like, for example, flour. Now, the Braisa explains what are the measures that you use for liquid, for a dover lach. So the Braisa continues, uvmidas halachu oise, and the measures of the liquid, he makes the following shiurim, that he makes a hin, which is 12 lugin, that equals the tarkav in the dry, and v'chatsi hahin, a half a hin, which is 6 lugim, which is a kav and a half, equals to a kav and a half in the dry, u'shlishi sahin, a third of a hin, which is 4 lugim, which is the kav, u'rivi sahin, and the quarter of a hin, which is 3 lugim, and the loig is 6 eggs, the chatzi loig and the half a loig, that's 3 eggs, which is the toimen that mentioned before, urivis, and a quarter of the log, which is the bay and a half a bay, which is the chatzi toimen that was mentioned before, and then we have ushminis, and an eighth of the loig, which is 3 quarters of an egg, and the echad mishmoina bashminis, and 1/8 of an eighth of a lug, which is 1 portion of 64 portions that it is in a lug. And the Braisa adds that this last measure that we learned is Zehu Kurtov. That is the measure of the, that's the amount of the measure of Kurtov, which is mentioned in the Mishnah Mikvahs, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Hei, and the Gemara Chulin Chavav, and Aleph, and Makas Gimelun Beis. We learned in the beginning of the Braise that the measure of the dry is Tarkav, which is 3 Kavin, and a Chatzi Tarkav, which is a Kavin of a Chatzi, and we learned the Kav and Kav and Chatzi Kav. But we didn't mention that one is permitted to make a measure of 2 kav. And the Gemara is going to find out why not. So the Gemara asks, V'lavid nami, let him also make a measure of kabayim, of 2 kavim, which is a third of a saw. Just like in the measure of the liquid, there is a third of a hin. And the Gemara explains that we don't make a measure of 2 kavim because Osei li ichlufei besarkav, because one can by mistake exchange this measure for a sarkav, which is 3 kavin, because since the difference between them is only a third, so the purchaser will not be able to tell that the seller sold him he sold him with 2 kavim, although he paid him for a tarkav. So the Gemara learns out from this. So from what do we see from this? Alma to inshe tilta. So we see that it is common for people to make a mistake in measures, that the difference between them is only a third. So the Gemara says, if so, ihochi, if so, that people make a mistake in the third, kav nami leilavid, so let us also not make a kav, because the osi liichlufi bechatzi tarkav, because then you might come to make a mistake with a half a tarkav, which is a kav echetzi, and the difference between a kav and a tarkav is a third. But The reason why we don't say that is because we're not worried that they're going to make a mistake in the third. So how come we shouldn't make a measure of two kavim? And the Gemara explains in a different way, that the reason why we don't make two kavim, elo, but the reason is, kabayim haynu taimid le'ovid, the reason why we don't make two kavim is the osi la'achlufi b'chatzi tarkav. We're going to come and make it a mistake with a half a tarkav, which is a kav v'chetzi, and the difference between two kavim and a chatzi tarkav is a quarter. It's a fourth, which is less than a third. And this is something that people will make a mistake. So the Gemara asks further, so from this, that we have we worry that he's going to make a mistake between two kavim and a chatzi tarkav al moy toy in ishriva. So we see from here that people make a mistake and they mix up between the two measures when the difference between them is only one quarter of their measure. So the Gemara asks you, Hochi, if so, that people make a mistake in a quarter. So then the measures of Chatzi Toymen v'Uchlo Loi L'Avid, he should not make both of them, the Chatzi Toymen and the Uchlo, since the measure of the Chatzi Toymen is greater than the Uchla only in a fifth, which is less than a quarter. So if people make a mistake in a quarter, of course they'll make a mistake in a fifth, and they'll come to mix them up. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Pape, Midas Ketanes Bikiye Buhu Inshe, that small measures, people are knowledgeable well when it comes to the measures of the small measurements. Since the measures of the Chatzi Toymen and the Uchla are very small, we are not worried for cheaters that he's going to measure in the Uchla and he will take the money like the measure of a Chatzi Toymen, since the purchaser will definitely be able to distinguish and realize that he's being cheated. Further, the Gemara has a kasha, and those on what we just said, that there is a pass that we do make a mistake by a quarter. So the question is, the measures of shlishi sahin and revi sahin leilavit shouldn't make both of them, since the two of them together don't work, because shouldn't make both, because the difference between them is only a quarter, because a hin is 12 lugin. So it turns out that a shlishi sahin is 4 lugin, and that a vi sahin is 3 lugin. So people will come to mix up one with the other, and they're not small measures. And the Gemara answers, Kevon dehavu b'megdosh legozru b'hu rabbonon. Since these measures, they were used in the Beis HaMikdosh, so the Chachamim did not decree to aser them, to prohibit them also in other places. So the Gemara asks, b'megdosh nami elixir, in the Beis HaMikdash itself, they should have decreed they shouldn't use them because they worry that people make a mistake. And the Gemara answers, Koyanim Zrizim Hein. The Koyanim are quick, they won't make a mistake, and therefore we don't have any reason to worry and to prohibit it. The Gemara brings now additional halachas with regards to laws of measuring and buying and selling. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, that if the people of the city want to add on the size of the measures that were accustomed until the time, so they're not permitted to add more than a sixth of their size. For example, if the measure up till now was 5 beitzim, 5 eggs, they're not allowed to increase it only up to 6 eggs, but not more than that. Another din said Shmuel, V'layala matbei yeser mishtus. And also, if they wanted to increase the value of the coins, so they are not permitted to add more than a 6th from the previous value. And further, Shmuel says, V'hamishtakir al yishtakir yeser mishtus. A storekeeper who buys wine and fruit in wholesale, and then he sells it to the buyers a little bit at a time for profit, for more money than he bought it, he can sell his merchandise at a price which is higher, greater by a sixth, more than he paid, but not more than that. And the Gemara asks, what is the reason of Shmuel in the first halacha? The Gemara says like this: the first halacha that Shmuel says that ein mifisifin alamidis yoser mishtus, that we don't add on the measure more than a sixth. My time was the reason. If we should say is because that the reason is because they're going to increase the prices. In other words, that since that they're coming to make more expensive the price for the grain because they increase the measure, so they're going to increase now the price more than the measure that that it was increased. So, because once they're increasing the price because they increase the quantity, so in that case, it's shtus namiloi. So let them not even add even a sixth over the measure, because even when you add only a sixth, this reason also applicable, that you added the sixth to the measure, they're going to add the price, and they're going to increase the price more than the sixth. I think Mara says no. Ella, another reason. That the reason is mishum eino. Because when you add on the measure, there is you're actually cheating the merchants. They don't know that the measure's changed, and they sell with the new measures, but they're still charging the previous prices. So that's why they instituted that not to add more than a sixth, so that if they are cheated, the merchants are cheated, so this I know that they're being cheated should not be more than a sixth. The loy lahavi bitl mekach, so that it shouldn't cause for the deal to become dissolved, because since the oinoa, the cheating, does not cause the merchants to lose more than a sixth, then the sale is not nullified. So the Gemara says, "V'amar Rava, but didn't Rava say kol davar shebemida v'shebemishkel v'shebeminyan?" That any item that is sold either by measure or by weight or by number, by count, afilu pachus mikdeinoa, even if while he sold them was less than the amount that one can be cheated. In other words, one's than a sixth chayzer, then the deal is off. So in that case, even if they would add on the measures even less than a sixth, the sale is bottle, because that's not really a no. It's not being charged too much, but it's giving the wrong amount. What he thought he's selling is not really what he sold, because the measures have changed. So the Gemara gives another explanation why Shmuel said that you can't add for the measure more than a sixth. The Gemara says, "Ella." The reason for this is the leilahavi pseida lesagra. So there should be no loss for the merchants who doesn't know that they increase the measures. And if they're going to increase the measures more than a sixth, and he's going to sell in the previous price of the previous measures, he's going to lose. Because the entire profit that he is permitted to profit is only a sixth. But up to the sixth, you are permitted to increase the measure. And let it be that the soicher who didn't know is not going to make any profit, because corresponding to what he added a sixth on the price that he paid for the merchandise, he adds a sixth on the quantity. So he's not making any money. But nevertheless, there is nothing missing, because we have no reason to prohibit not to add at all on the measures, because the main thing is that he shouldn't lose. So we're concerned that the seicher shouldn't lose. But in this case, even though he ends up not gaining, because he only increased it by a sixth, and he ended up giving away a sixth more, but he didn't lose anything. So the Gemara asks this explanation: is it possible for us to say that pseidohu delei lahavilei ravchalei boi, that only that he shouldn't have a loss, but he doesn't need to earn anything? Zovan vizabin tagrikra. So when a person buys and sells the merchandise only so that what? So he should be called a tagrikra, that he should be called a merchant. For sure, this that he doesn't make a profit, despite the fact that he traveled to buy the items in a far place and he travels here to sell it, that's considered a loss too. So if the reason is because we are worried that he shouldn't lose, he should have said that we don't add on the measures only less than a sixth, but a sixth no. So at least that a merchant who doesn't know that in this place they increase the measures should be some sort of a profit. And then it will be considered that he didn't lose and he didn't profit. So the fact that you allow a sixth tells me that that's not really the reason, because a sixth, he would be making zero, and then it is a loss because he spent money and effort and everything else to try to make a profit. So the Gemara brings another reason for Shmuel's halacha. Elam Rab Chisda, but Rab Chisda says Shmuel that said the halacha that you cannot add on the measure more than a sixth. Kro Ashkach v'dorash, he found the verse and from there he learned the din, because the pasuk says Yecheskel Memhei Yud Beis v'ashekel esrim geira esrim shkolim chamisha v'esrim shkolim asora v'chamisha shekel hamona yilachem. The pasuk teaches that the money of Hegdesh is a combination of three monim that were accustomed in three different places. There were places that the money was 15 sloim. There were places the money was 20 sloim. And there was that it was 25 sloim. Altogether, it's 60 sloim. This is the money of Hegdesh. And in each sela, there are 20 geira, which are small mois, and like the pasuk says, that the shekel is esrim geira, is 20 geira. So, Baba Basra, Tav Tzadik Amud Beis,